And here's an interesting story, too. 20 years ago, Guile and Gilles, I don't know how to say these French names.
I think it's Guy.
These are two guys. They fell in love with the same girl while vacationing in Myrtle Beach. They made a deal then as teenagers to date only twins. How do you like that? They said they'd only date a girl if she had a twin sister. Is that too wild for the world? They married twins in France. These guys, of course, 36-year-old biology professors. And they met two twins. And they courted 10 months on the Internet. And they're French-Canadians, and so they moved to Columbia, South Carolina. And they actually love it. They love being married to twins, two brothers. That's kind of wild. But I've always been fascinated with twins myself. All the time dated a Siamese twin. Yeah. Problem was, the one Siamese twin loved me, the other one hated my guts. Long time ago, they were 18. One of them was enchanted. Oh, wow, the Grease Man. Sweet! Yeah, they were just like high school there. Just barely turned 18. The other one, like, I can't believe you like that. He's appalling. You know, just imagine the fighting they did over the radio. One arm turning me on, one arm turning me off. And then the date came, and I showed up at the front door. I rang the bell, and the Siamese twins up at the door, and the one was smiling big and bright, and I went, sweet, butt, butt, buddy, butt, 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 buddy. And the one was, wow, I can't believe it's the Greasy. The other one was like, oh, God. Can't believe that insipid idiot is here to pick us up. I said, you shut your pie hole. Put a damn bee tender's helmet on if you don't want to deal with it. So I took him out. And, you know, the one that was a Grease Man fan, liked to drink. The other one didn't. But the one of them's pounding martinis. The other's drinking iced tea. But they're both getting drunk, you know, sharing the same circulatory system. So she's like, knock it off. She's like, oh, I'm just so happy to be with the Grease. Next thing you know, we start making out. Which is kind of wild, because I'm kissing the one, the other one's going, ew. And every now and then, you know, I'm getting into it, and I'm, you know, getting stubble burn on the one's face that's not even involved in the whole thing. It's like, get off me. Damn gray stubble ass. Well, the one that really dug me, before you know it, starts giving me a snarling, and that was the thing. Because her sister was horrified. She's looking big, wide eyes. That fitted fuselage made its hideous way. Now, that thing led to another. And I end up knocking the bottom out. While her sister's lying there, get off me, get off me. I'm trying to lie there sideways so I don't touch the one while I'm still pouring the cold to the other. Ended up drooling all over the one that hated me. Yeah, but it was the wildest time of my life. Well, I finally got back in the car and started driving them home. The one of them's fawning all over me, saying, oh, this was great. The other one's like, oh, God, this disgusting night of my life. Got back. Of course, the parents are waiting. It was the first date they'd ever been out on. You know, everybody's always been afraid to take them out because of the Siamese thing. So I walk around to the passenger side, unbuckle them, help them up to the feet. Start lumbering in, and the one of them's looking starry-eyed. Father looked at me and said, let me get you off to the side here, son. I got to ask you. They're my pride and joy. They're my little angels. Tell me honestly, are they still virgins? I said, well, yes and no.